Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the Corlin Economics Report of politics. Jim McKinney and I are going to talk about an article that I personally, and I know that I thank Jim very much for bringing this article to my attention, because I think it's one of the best articles that's ever been written on the COVID mandates. The name of the article is called COVID-19 Vaccine Mandates Fail the Jacobson Test. There's a gorgeous picture that we did, by the way, put the article along with the pictures that were included in the article on the site. And the picture that's at the beginning of the article states, has a woman holding up a banner stating, essential workers are essential, the shot is not. Boy, isn't that the truth. Now, the authors of this particular article bring out the fact that Americans are a freedom-loving lot. It's our founding ethos, and we've defended it across the world on numerous occasions. They are very, very, the authors are very, very explicit in stating that. And that is right now why the mandates that Biden is trying to push through are probably not going to make it. Now, the article, I'm just going to bring out one point that came out at the very beginning, and I'm going to turn it over to Jimmy. That what came out at the very beginning is, and I'll read this, it's a quote, based on the scientific knowledge and medical experience acquired over the last 2 years, it's time for a significant reconsideration of how to best integrate freedom, the freedom that we talked about earlier, with the genuine requirements of public health in the service of the common good. Boy, that sentence just grabs me and pulls me right into the article. Jimmy, take it away.
Yeah, so the article is written by an epidemiologist from Yale. He's a professor of epidemiology, the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at Yale School of Public Health, with an MD from University of California and a PhD from University of Chicago. The co-writer is Gerald Bradley. He's a professor of law at Notre Dame, teaching legal ethics and constitutional law. These two gentlemen take the justification for mandatory vaccines used in the courts, which comes from the 1902 to 1904 smallpox pandemic, and someone that went to the Supreme Court to stop the vaccine mandates. What they do is they break down the justification for the smallpox vaccination and then compare that to the COVID-19 vaccination mandates. And they do a phenomenal job of showing that there is no justification for the current mandates, and that the courts and the Supreme Court should relook the entire foundations of Jacobson in relation to COVID-19 before things get out of hand. Make a very, very strong case.
Now, Jimmy, what I would bet is that I would bet they do that, and they do it so effectively because so many things have happened in the area of knowledge, i.e. scientific knowledge and medical experience over the last couple of years, correct?
Yeah, one of the key elements in their argument is in the Jacobson case in the Supreme Court, there had been about 100 years of experience with the smallpox vaccine. So that there was a very, very small minority of medical opinions that said that it could be dangerous. And the fact is that it had been actually proven over time that it had a very positive effect, and there was not that type of danger. But the danger of smallpox itself had a case fatality rate of 18%. Now, you compare that to COVID-19, which is less than 1%, there's a clear difference in the justification in that argument.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm reading one thing here that I think is interesting. It's the first thought that came to my mind. Number one, these guys are eminently qualified. We're talking about doctors. We're talking about epidemiologists. We're talking about attorneys, et cetera, et cetera. And what these guys from Yale, University of California at Berkeley, and also Notre Dame, among others, are saying is they're calling the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, quote, draconian and unjustified. You don't get much more forceful than that, James.
No, and some of their points are that the justification that the court in the Jacobson case over 100 years ago, 115 years ago, they used four basic principles to use justification for the best interest. You know, does individual liberty override the harm to others? Was the vaccine mandate arbitrary or oppressive? Was the vaccine reasonably required for public safety? And was there justified, medical arguments that it was not, valuable or that it was dangerous? In each one of these cases, we're seeing the justification being completely undermined relative to Jacobson with COVID-19, with Pfizer, biotech, and Moderna vaccinations. We know that everybody is quite aware now, finally, that even with vaccinations, you can still get it, you can still spread it, yep. And as we know in the case of Colin Powell, you can still die from it.
That's right.
The vaccine.
Let me just stress one thing. One thing, and I'm going to let you go, and then I won't even open my mouth. The one thing I want to stress is you mentioned in the prior disease, you had a mortality rate of almost, not quite, 20%. Now you've got a mortality rate equal to probably the common cold or the common flu, less than 1%.
Yeah, there's no question. That's a very important distinction because many things that we have a 1% mortality rate. We're certainly, with heart disease, with, obesity, with diabetes, the issues that are actually connected very much with COVID-19. And the most important factor is your age. So this is specific. And of course, when they were talking about smallpox, that's a general, that kills a vast, swath of the population. So yeah, does it make public safe is an important question. Was it reasonably required for public safety? What we've seen is people with the most areas with the highest vaccination rates are not stopping the vaccine at all. I mean, not stopping the COVID virus at all.
That's the truth. Yeah.
So, and then we're talking about, is there justifiable medical information that shows that maybe it's at risk? Well, when you look at the CDC's own in the VIRS reporting, which is the actual negative consequences of getting the vaccine, you're seeing numbers that are staggeringly high, with close to 20,000 deaths attributed partially to COVID-19 vaccinations, with 50% of those deaths within 3 days of taking the vaccines. That's far and above than any other vaccine and all other vaccines combined, as well as nearly a million adverse reactions from the vaccine. So there's justifiable reasons to say medically, this is a potential risk here, and you've got to have a good cause to force someone to take something like
that. Boy, ain't that the truth. Jimmy, we've got to take a real quick commercial break, but this is important enough. I want to record the next segment, not necessarily immediately, but certainly before our deadline. We've got to have it up on the satellite, the show, by 7 o'clock on Friday. You guys, stick around. Jim and I will be right back.